welcome to Who Said That? Five comedians armed with all we've got left at the moment. The realisation that next year's tax bill will take less than half the time to fill out and then probably pay directly to a friend of Boris Johnson who has set up a vaccine company, but vaccine is spelt with a K. Oh, and the knowledge of each other's terrible, terrible brains. Starting in today are Stuart Laws, Katie Pritchard, Brennan Rees, and the Maidstone maid, the bright one from Brighton, Angela Barnes.
What did I do to deserve that intro?
Because I sort of came up with, I thought of the bright one from Brighton and I liked it. Maidstone maid, I liked it. Yes, Stu?
Well, I live in Rye slip, so like the Rye one who likes to have a, who likes to wear a nice slip. I don't know, something like that. I'm just throwing things out. I don't want to do your job for you.
Workshop this.
The Rye shit from Rye.
Oh, come on.
The man in Manchester.
I could put the man in Manchester.
Or the ovaries from Oval. Let's not hear that. We can all do this.
God, you are brilliant at this.
Oh, mate.
Katie, are you from Oval or is Oval your favourite shape?
Favourite shape, yeah. I'm from the north of London, North London.
Oh,
yeah.
Hang on. I think that's north of London and North London are two very different things.
I know. That's why I corrected myself. North London. I'm from North London.
And I'm from the north of London.
I'm from the west of London.
Is this how we do it?
East of London. This is good, isn't it?
I'll be totally honest with you. I've missed doing warm-up so much, and I've realised that this is essentially what I do when I do TV warm-up. Which direction from London do you live? And actually, I'm genuinely going to make a note of that, because I think that would be quite a fun little game to play with the audience. Have any of you lot done it? Have you done it, Brennan?
No, I've never done it. I've seen it done amazingly, and then I've seen it done really bad. Like,
fuckingly
bad.
Right here, Brennan. Come
yeah,
on.
I was going to say, my follow-up question is going to be pretty tricky. I'm not even going to ask Stuart. Angela, have you done it?
I've never done it. No, no.
Sorry, Stuart seems offended by the fact that I didn't ask him. Stuart, have you done warm-up?
You know, I've got the cheeky charm and ability to do it, so you know I've probably got a few under my belt. Crucially, not going to be booked for being on the actual TV.
Well, you know, the Math Brown, obviously the Mock the Week warm-up guy, I got sent home from a recording a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, and I'm your mate, and we've been friends for a very long time. I've done the warm-up for lots of shows you've been on, and you've never been ill, have you? Never on
you
any
never
of the ones...
You never thought to poison me. Math obviously got in there.
Have you ever done a gig, like, incredibly ill?
The first time, well, the only time I ever did a Jonglers was in Nottingham, and I'd had some, again, bad food. As I was being announced onto the stage, I shit myself, like, actual shit. And then I was like, oh, God, I don't know what to do here. And then it kicked off in the audience, so the MC sort of had to deal with it. And I ran to the toilet, but didn't have any time because he said my name, so I ran back up, and then had to do a full gig with shit on me. And then... I had a gig the next day, so I was staying over, and I went to go to do a music festival the next day in Lincoln, and I went, all right, I'll just go and buy a pair of jeans, because I only had one pair of jeans, so they had shit in them. So I was like, I'll go and buy a pair of jeans from a vintage shop, ran in, grabbed a pair, put them on, and they were like women's mum jeans. You know, those like high-waisted... I look ridiculous.
I genuinely thought the punchline with that was, I bought these jeans from a vintage shop. They are shit in them. It was so weird. What a weird coincidence.
Do you know what the worst thing was about that? Is
you were on with...
I think I was, actually, you know. But the MC went to offer their hand.
Oh, no, don't shake the hand.
I didn't shake the hand, but I just looked like a rude knobhead. But I didn't want to be like... Oh, sorry, I can't. I've shit my pants.
So
I just look like a cocky open spot. And I crashed my car on the way home. It was such a bad weekend.
So hang on, that evening was a double skid mark evening.
Let's all go home now.
All right, see you later, everyone.
Everyone has played before. Katie is the only one who hasn't. Katie, it's incredibly straightforward. Everyone takes it in turn to ask a question. The answers will be texted to me, only me. I will read them out, and the questioner will receive points for every answer they pair with an answerer. And I get to give out bonus points depending on how I feel. Never done this before. Brennan gets a bonus point for shitting himself when he walks in.
See, it was worth it after all. After all,
it feels like it should happen. And also, ironically, Brennan is currently sat on the floor at the moment. I noticed when you stood up recently, and so you're the only one of the guests who needs a stool. So here we go. Round one. Your first question is Stuart Laws.
Stu,
do you have a question, please?
If you were having a statue of yourself made, what would you be doing in it?
Stu, if someone gave you loads of money to make a statue of anyone, would you make the statue of yourself? If they weren't specific about it, or would you just make a statue of anyone else? Like, would you put yourself in the top position, top three?
Do people know that I'm the one that's funding it?
No.
Okay, so it's just suddenly this statue appears and the council are like, it's going up no matter what who it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course it's going to be me. That'd be funny, man.
How big would you go?
I'd go life size, so about 8 foot. And that's just the dick. Okay, good stuff. All right. Now, that is a thing, isn't it, about sculptures, that a lot of them have tiny dicks but massive balls. What's going on there?
I think it's where we are, though, isn't it? It's like the perspective, because you're looking from below. But have you ever been above a
girlfriend, Brennan?
Yeah.
Barzy, that was. I'm going to say right now, we've done a lot of these shows during lockdown. That was my favourite moment of Who Said That, because. And I'll tell you why. It wasn't just the fact that you said it. It was the fact that you then reached out and got your drink just after you said it.
I was already reaching for the
drink. That's what your girlfriend said, bro.
I'm a pro, mate.
Okay, so here we go, Stu. I've got some answers for you.
Okay, yeah. There's a game.
Answer number one. I think I would like to be riding on a space hopper mid-jump as I was hopping my way towards a loved one, but I couldn't figure out how to slow down in time, so I'm very excited to see the person, but also worried that I might squash them with my bouncing, please.
Please.
Answer number two, I would be kicking over a statue. Yeah, that's right. I can do meta. Answer number three, I would be on all fours being ridden by a horse.
Sorry, can I just ask a couple of questions just to gauge things?
You can. I mean, they can lie or refuse to answer, but you can ask questions.
Okay. Can I just say random words and just see what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. If this is what you're going for and you want to see what their faces do, you're more than welcome, mate.
Space hopper. back strength.
Strength?
Yeah, back strength. Hang on, all right. Hey, Katie, which one did you say?
No, you can't. I mean, Katie...
What?
Are we supposed to give our answer now?
No.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I've not played before, I don't know.
Just I'd go with the one that you just
No, she doesn't
in.
Have to.
No, but I mean it would help. I would go Angela for the statue.
You know they're all statues, that's the question.
kicking over the statue.
Angela for the statue. Katie for the statue. Brennan for the statue.
3 out of 3, baby. Katie
Angela
for the meta one.
For the kicking over the statue.
Yep. Katie, space upper, and Brennan for the horse.
Okay. The most annoying thing about this show, I think the problem with the format, is that you can be really shit and still get 3 out of 3. Stu, you got 3 out of 3. Absolutely nailed that then. I don't know if it, I don't know. Maybe I'm doing you a disservice and saying you were being shit, but maybe you
I'm tricking your man
about shouting out back strength.
You're a stupid, you're a stupid thick idiot. I was tricking you.
Yeah, you get three points. Congratulations.
Thank you, and I'm going to win this whole thing. I can predict it now.
Angela Barnes would be kicking over a statue. Problem is, Barnsley, you'd have to choose the statue that you were kicking over.
Well, obviously, it'd be one of them racist or sexist ones.
Oh, no, I pointed at myself just as you were saying
any statue.
But the problem with you kicking over a statue with you in statue form would just look like you were kicking a person. In real life, like it would just be a statue of it'd be a big statue of Angela Roundhouse kicking someone.
Yeah, but she'd be kicking a racist.
So if it's a racist, that's fine. If I'm immortalised as kicking a racist in the face, I can live with that.
Katie was space hopper. Quite a specific statue,
very
Katie.
Specific.
Like a lot of backstory behind this. Feels like it's something that you've been thinking about.
Well, I just figured you wouldn't do a statue of any old thing, I guess. I mean, there is that random statue of David Bowie in Aylesbury. But, I mean, even he's up to something, David Bowie, but I don't know why it's in Aylesbury.
Mark, you look so confused.
Do you know about David Bowie? Just checking, you look so blank there. Like,
imagine if he just never heard of David Bowie. Just listen to this, mate. It's going to blow your mind.
That would be amazing. I know loads about people shitting themselves. I don't know anything about David Bowie. Anyway, Stu, you've got 3 points out of three.
And a bonus point, probably?
You can give a bonus point to someone who isn't yourself.
Oh.
Because you got three out of three, you now have the freedom to give a bonus point. So who would you like to give a bonus point to?
And can I give one to the producer for doing such a wonderful job?
Yeah, you can give one to Simon, absolutely.
That's good. Yeah, that's Simon. Great. Can he make an appearance on the video? Or
he probably won't. He's quite shy.
Okay, he doesn't get it then. He doesn't get it.
Yeah, no, he's not coming up.
He doesn't get it. Angela gets it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that was easy. Stuart Laws has 3 points. Angela Barnes has 1 point. Brennan Rees has 1 point. Kate Pritchard has no points whatsoever. But it's early, mate. It's early. Yeah. And you've now got the second question coming up from Brennan Rees. Your question, please, Brennan.
If you could have another animal's body part transplanted onto you, what would you have?
So I suppose this is two. It's the animal and the body part, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, a tusk is sort of, could be various, or tentacles. You don't have to be a, like, I mean, I've not really thought about it enough, to be honest. But I'd say that, yeah, a specific animal's body part onto you. And you can say why, where, or where, if you want. Sell it to someone, whatever you want.
How many other animals have got a trunk?
Well,
is that a trunk? It's a snout, isn't it?
Just to let you know, I was hoping that one of you would say any animal that's going on holiday. fuck you all. Absolutely.
Is that what you thought you'd bring? Comedy's been off for a year and you brought us that.
We're a bit rusty. Come on.
On a cruise? You take a trunk on a cruise?
Absolutely pathetic.
What's the matter, Stuart? What's your problem?
Oh, so no, I was just thinking about sort of Spurs' attacking.
Answer. Cat tongue. Sex toy and exfoliator in one. Answer number two. Either end of a duck-billed platypus and pop it on the either end of me. Answer number three. An anglerfish light bit to see in the dark and for luring enemies or potential mates.
The problem with this is I thought, because I don't know loads of animals, and there's two that I can't even picture.
How many animals do you know? Could you list them all?
You've never seen a cat.
I just thought he was a sassy dog. Like, what?
There's an anglerfish behind you right now.
What is an anglerfish?
It's a fish. I'll do this so it doesn't give it away.
Can I tune out for this bit? Because you know what I'm like with fish.
It's a okay. I'll mime it. I'll mime it, Bardsy. Don't worry.
Just do we know? Do we know what Angela's like with this?
Do you not like fishes?
Terrified of fish. I hate fish.
Well, okay, someone's trying to swing your answer. I'm just saying that when I gigged with the first time I ever gigged with Angela, she had a salmon in her pocket.
So that's an anglerfish.
Okay, so I'm gonna go for the dangly fish head one, Stuart. I'm gonna go for cat tongue, Angela, and then I'm gonna go for duck bill platypus, Katie.
Okay, it got reasoning, got working, or just literally guesswork?
I don't know. I just get a vibe. I just had a vibe.
Oh, okay. Not a great vibe. You got 1 out of 3.
Oh shit.
But you were right about Angela. Cat tongue, sex
I'm
toy.
I'm learning in this how fucking predictable I am.
sex toy and exfoliator in one. That's why she's got a dog. She wasn't allowed a cat. Anglerfish was Katie, which is a brilliant answer. Not only funny but practical as well.
Mm. You're really good.
Hold on. Whose question was it? Brennan's question. he gets 1 point. I'm giving a bonus point. I'm giving one bonus point to Katie because of the... you're taking this slightly too seriously, Katie. Wow. I was tempted to give it... take the point away then when you... but you keep the point because of how impressed I was with the anglerfish answer. Katie, this is your opportunity now to take the lead with your question. So can you hit me up with your question, please?
If you were an inspirational TV personality, but you were also an insect, what insect would you be and what would be your catchphrase, please?
Okay. Please send in those questions while I have a word with Katie. Katie, what is your fucking problem, mate? This is your first time... Your first time on the show. Are you okay? Are you not well? What's happening?
Well, I just thought it might be a good way to figure out who said the answer if I have more to go off of.
Oh, nice. Oh, I see. So get them to give different elements of an answer.
You see, they're going to give 3 different elements and maybe I'll narrow it down a bit easier than just a one word. That was my thinking.
Brilliant. Well, let's do yours then, straight away. What insect would you be?
Me?
Yep.
Worm.
Is a worm an insect?
I don't know.
Okay, I think a worm is an insect. Is it, Stu?
I think you're right to be sceptical. I'm Googling because I don't know. But yeah, I think you're...
I think you have to have 6 legs and a thorax to be an insect, if I remember biology.
What else would it be? It's not a mammal, is it?
Isn't it like a snail? A what are they called? Arthropod? No, not an arthropod. That's a gastropod.
What?
A gastropod? I don't know. Something like that.
Worms are not insects. Worm is just a shape.
It's just a shape.
Oh, my God.
Just a shape.
Okay, I was so sure that I would be a worm, and I'm having a slight crisis that this person said a worm is just a shape.
Yeah, you don't want to be objectified, do you? That's like being Kelly Brook. Katie, 3 answers for you.
Okay.
Answer number 1. I'd be a tea time presenter on a show called Flea Time. My catchphrase is, no, not the one from Red Hot Chili Peppers, the one from Flea Time. Oh, and if it's not clear, I'd be a flea.
Great.
Answer number 2. Myself, Angela Barnes, would be a bee. But I keep the world pollinated. My catchphrase would be, I hate fish. Answer number 3. Ant Widdicombe. Fire ant. Please, fuck off away from me quickly now. Katie, what are you thinking, please? Flea, fire ant, or Angela Barnes as a bee?
Well, most of me is thinking that potentially Angela Barnes didn't write the one that has the name Angela Barnes in, but it could be a double you know, a double bluff Trixie thing.
It could be a Trixie thing. It could.
But based on the only time that Stu's done any acknowledgement to anything, he's nodding right now. That's making me question now why he's nodding about that.
Oh, but, when it's read out, I stare at a painting of a puffin I've got on the wall to give no signs away. But now I'm back in the room.
Now you're back. Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to be an active listener.
Thank you for clearing up your journey through the show. Thank you. We've got Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. No.
No, not
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea.
No, not the one from Red Hot Chili Peppers. The one from Flea Time.
It's quite the catchphrase.
Angela Barnes and then Ant Whittaker. Ant Widdicombe.
So hold on. Right? So, yeah, Ant Widdicombe is a...
And that's a play on Josh's name.
So I'd like... Right, I'm really sorry because at the time that I wrote such a long question, I thought that's going to be great because I'm going to understand who's answered each of these. But now it's just a bit too much information for me to hold in. Right, Ant Widdicombe, not Flea, and Angela Barnes. Right, I think the Flea one is Angela.
Okay.
I think Angela, the one that says Angela, was Stu, and I think Ant Whittaker is Brennan.
Happy with that?
Got no idea, mate.
Locking it down?
Let's lock it in.
Katie?
Smashed it, yeah?
First appearance on Who Said That? 3 out of 3, mate. Absolutely nailed it. Yes. 3 out of 3. You were right. Angela Barnes... pretty much, if I'll be honest, the only catchphrase that I think will catch on. No, not the one from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea Time.
I'm really upset about how predictable I am. That's 3 for 3.
But Barnsley, what made me laugh most about that one is that didn't sound like you at all. So
it's really hard to not sound like me.
I can always spot a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
Stuart Laws was being Trixie.
Yeah. He nearly tricked me.
Yeah, he did it. Did he nearly trick you? I don't even think there's a picture of a puffin up there. That's what I think.
I think it's a sparrow.
Oh, he's off. I really hope this is a duckbill platypus. I really
imagine he never came back, and then we saw him on the front page of Chortle in about 3 days.
Nah, you were right.
I like how you set it really high, that if he died, he'd only be on the front page of Chortle.
You got 3 points, Katie. Absolutely nailed it. Who would you like your bonus point to go to?
You know, it's my first time on here, Mark, as you've said before, as you've acknowledged, and I think if it's possible, I'd like to give my point to you.
Oh...
You know none of us get paid for this, right?
Are you not getting paid, mate? Oh, awkward.
Oh, fucking hell, this happened again.
The North-South divide again.
Yes, I am taking your point. Thank you, Katie. Thank you very much. Consider yourself rebooked. But annoyingly... That means that I won't get any other points, so I will come last today. I have got 1 point. Angela Barnes has got 1 point. Brendan Rees has got 2 points. Stuart Lords has got 3 points. And Katie Pritchard herself is in the lead with 4 points. Angela Barnes, this is your opportunity to take a joint lead. Can I please take your question? Question number 4.
Ice cream vans are brilliant. They turn up in your... street, they play a little tune to tell you that ice cream has arrived. What other products do you wish used the ice cream van model?
Bandy, are you vegan still?
Yes, broadly.
Do ice cream vans traditionally give out vegan ice cream, or do you have to hunt them down?
Where I live, we don't have an ice cream van that comes here. It's very much a nostalgic childhood thing. The ice cream van, but which is why, maybe it's because I don't eat dairy anymore. I wish that they'd deliver other things to my door. Like my dream would be like an ice cream van, but full of wool.
full of wool.
Yeah, because like in lockdown, I've learnt to crochet, right? And I never know what to make. And I'm just, if they just went, turned up and I went, oh, I'll have some of that. And then I can make, that's what, that's, yeah. I want a wool van. It could play Bar Bar Black Sheep.
Nice.
A lot of them are probably set up to do that anyway. So
I would, if I saw that there was a wool delivery van, yeah. I would get my own euthanasia delivery van and I would drive directly behind it all the time thinking, well, if those people want wool delivered to them, surely they've lost the will to live.
Are you suggesting I'm nearly dead, Mark Arthur? Well, I mean, no, wool is the way future. Do you know what I've started making? I've started crocheting bras and they're fucking brilliant. And I've called them bradigans.
Was it the woolen bra? I think feels like
pair
a bikini
of
top that maybe
work as well, wouldn't it? Sorry,
what? the woolen bra. I feel like someone like Farrah Fawcett. That there's an image of the 1970s, like a nice kind of woolly bikini top. So yeah.
Are you suggesting I'm too fat for a woolen bra? Is that what you're?
No, saying? I'm not saying you're too fat for a woolen bra. I'm not saying I wasn't talking about your boobs, your shit, or anything. It just felt like a weird thing.
I'm just someone, please. Watch you dig your way out of this. This is entertainment.
Does anyone else want to come in? Anyone else want to come in?
Nah, man, you got this. You got this.
Katie, want to come into this?
Only to say I'm sure they're going to keep you nice and warm, so I don't see what your issue with them is, actually, Mark, in all honesty.
Yeah. They're practical, they're cheap, they're handmade. You know, no animals stuff. Have to die to make my bradigans.
Yeah. There's a sheep in a field somewhere that's walking around like, yeah, man, I'm holding some tits up.
That's what I was born to do.
Yeah. With two little tit-shaped holes in his side. Little image. Okay, here we go. Right.
Okay.
I have got some answers for you. Answer number one, two-ply loo roll. The jingle would be the theme tune to the TV show MASH. Answer number two, poor quality drawings of Disney characters. Space Oddity, and I can't remember who that's by. Answer number three, Animal Petting Zoo.
Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Animal Petting Zoo, whoever said that, take my money. I'm in.
What a brilliant idea.
You
what,
say right that, now? It could be a truck full of worms. How would you pet, like, do you know with like ice creams, how like a two cone one's more expensive than one cone? Like, would there be a payment scale where it's like really great dog, fiver?
Well, obviously quid. Dogs are going to be more expensive than cats because cats are shit.
Awful.
You look upset there, Stu. It's you.
Well, I haven't got any pets. But I would take a cat over a dog. I think dogs are for
Oh, what a shame, you're wrong.
For what?
For people who are just a bit, you know, a bit needy.
Tina, don't listen to him, don't. It's fine, he doesn't
mean. Hey, listen. It follows me on Twitter actually, so loves what I've got to say.
I love the idea of a mobile petting zoo. Absolutely.
Not a heavy petting zoo, Mark. You haven't missed.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good point, yes. heavy petting in an ice cream van. Yeah. Flashback to Eastport.
I quite like that idea as well, because what I don't like about pets is that you have to keep it. What I like as an animal, I like, yeah, here we go. And the same with people's kids as well.
I was
like
going to say, I'm like
time,
that with kids.
Yeah. And then you go,
I'll have them for half hour, fill them with sugar, send them back.
Perfect. I've taught them a new trick. That's going to wind the parents up for the next week. Off I go.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, I think the poor quality drawings of Disney, Space Odyssey, I'm going with Brennan for that because I think he's really keen to introduce you to this David Bowie fella.
Yeah.
So I'm going with that. Now, you see, so far, Katie's been giving quite sort of detailed, slightly out there answers. So I wonder if Animal Petting Zoo is quite straightforward and to the point, and I wonder if that's actually her way of bluffing. So I'm going to go Katie, Animal Petting Zoo, and I'm going to go Stuart, two-ply loo roll.
Okay, Barnsley.
Yeah.
You got one out of three. You got one out of three.
So bad.
You got one out of three. You got Brennan and Stuart round the wrong way.
A lovely bit of misdirection from Brennan, I'd say.
But you did get Katie right. And Katie, I'm interested. Angela's theory about your workings, that all your things were really long, but this was short to throw her off. Was that planned and tactical?
I had written a very long answer, and then I thought, I'm going to cut it back. Try and be average, and I didn't realise everyone was doing songs, otherwise I'd have just blended really nicely in. And I realised.
But you got 1 point. You get 1 point, Barnsley. And I'm going to give another point, and I'm going to give another bonus point to Katie, just because the mobile petting zoo is a bloody brilliant idea.
Actually, really good idea. Let's just
love that. Yes.
Into the final round proper, the final question, which is my question. At the moment, the scores are like this. Mark Olver has 1 point. Brennan Rees and Angela Barnes have 2 points. Stuart Laws has 3 points. But in the lead on her debut, Katie Pritchard with 5 points. As we go into the final round, all you need to do is fool me and you get 2 points. So it's really between... it's really between Katie and Stu here for the win. But, you know, everyone else play along. Here we go. My question, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for your birthday? Text in that answer. This is always the bit that makes me nervous because I could see Barzy reading the answers that are coming in. I could see people laughing. And this is when I've got no control over proceedings. I'm not happy. Bansy, have you got a selection of Tabasco sauces behind you?
You know what they are, don't you? They're my little House of Games Russian dolls.
Oh!
I won on House of Games.
Oh, that is nice.
They're great.
They're cool, aren't they?
Oh, really, that's cool. Really sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can save space because they're taking up quite a lot of...
Brennan, do you have all the answers?
Yeah, I've got them all here.
To life in general?
I wish.
Okay.
I mean, I've only found out what duckbill platypus is today, so...
Every day's a homeschool day, Brennan.
You said that, but yeah.
Okay, hit me up. What do you want for your birthday?
Answer number one, a vasectomy. Answer number two, I'd like Brennan to redecorate my lounge. Answer number three, a signed picture of Answer number four, flea bag. Not that flea bag, a bag for me. Flea.
Oh, this is nice. Vasectomy, you Barnes. Decorating Pritchard, Fleabag, Laws, Bosch in, 4 out of 4. Nailed it. Thank you very much.
I do have one answer to the world. You got 2 out of 4. Oh. So you got Katie.
For the right, decorating.
For the decorating. Stuart Laws, right, for Fleabag. Not that Fleabag. And then me and Angela were the other way round.
Oh,
yeah.
Angela wants a vasectomy.
It's my clever ruse, you see, because a lady wouldn't ask for that. See what I did?
And I've had one.
Only one?
They keep going back, but they're like, nah.
Greedy boy.
With a loyalty card. Come on. I want my fifth one.
Just wants to be shaved. Well done. Well played, Angela. Well played, Brennan. It does, however, mean that the winner is still Katie Pritchard. Well done, Katie. You come in, you swoop in, and you win. How are you feeling about that?
Pretty groovy.
Yes, that is Mark Olver on 1 point. Stuart Laws on 3 points. Brennan and Angela on 4 points each. But Katie Pritchard wins this episode of Who Said That? Well done. Well done, Katie.
Now, I went in pretty strong at the start of this, saying that I was going to win the entire thing. So where did I come?
You came
last, mate.
Well, sort of. I came last. You came second to last.
So you shouldn't be able to get points, really, right?
No. So you came last. Thank you very much for playing, Angela Barnes, Stuart Laws, Brenna Rees. But thank you very much, especially to our winner, Katie Pritchard. Thank you very much for watching. Goodbye.